Hello, Sissy, and welcome to this erotic hypnosis session. Prepare to be delighted, humiliated, and extremely turned on. First things first, settle into your bed or chair and allow yourself to get as comfortable as possible. You should have no distractions, internal or external. Make sure that you can devote the next 30 to 40 minutes entirely to me. Partial attention and partial focus are not allowed. I require absolute devotion and the full force of your attention and concentration. You should be wearing clothing that fits comfortably. It should be loose and not binding in any way. Remove your glasses and jewelry as well. You should be in a quiet environment where you're unlikely to be disturbed by loud or sudden noises. And you should be breathing in and out. I'm sure you've already got that part covered. But you're going to start to pay just a little bit more attention to the process for me. Notice the coolness of the air in your nostrils as you inhale. Very good. Now focus on the warmth of the air in your nostrils as you exhale. Excellent job. Allow your focus to be drawn completely inward. One 100% of your focus should be on the blackness behind your eyelids and the respiratory process as you breathe gently in and out. It's almost impossible to get this wrong. In fact, the only thing you can do wrong is to overthink. Your job, my dear Sissy, is to not think at all. The only ideas that should be filling your mind right now are my own. Everything is going well. You're doing exactly as you're supposed to. In just a little while, your mind will begin to loosen its hold on reality. Slip slidey, swirly, all over the place. Slip slidey, swirly, all over the place. You'll be up and down and all around.
You'll be up and down and all around.
You may feel a bit as if you're going out of your mind. Thoughts, words, sensations, and colors will begin to swirl and swirl and swirl, swooping and shifting and spinning in an absolutely endless tornado that draws you in. It sucks you in. Big, wispy puffs of rainbow-colored clouds and smoke. A torrent of bright, silvery glitter, sparks of light and life. That swirl of thought and imagery calls out to you. Its colorful presence is absolutely irresistible. In it lies the promise of the ultimate turn-on, the ultimate dream for a sissy like you. Deep in the eye of the storm is a calm and beautiful place. Where a strong, competent, composed man like you can become the dribbling, simpering, slutty little faggot he really is. No more lies, no more pretense, because let's face it, you're a fucking freak. Now, it just so happens that I like freaks, but honestly, what kind of man gets turned on at the feel of silky, lacy women's dainties against his skin? What kind of man dreams of lying on his back, spreading his legs wide, and getting fucked long and deep until he's dripping with cum and lube? What kind of man dreams of sitting at his vanity, doing his hair and makeup, only for a woman to come up behind him, bend him over the table, and fuck him senseless? No man that I know, but you are no man. You're a sissy. Your useless little shrimp cock is no good to anyone anyway. So why not let a woman take charge? Womanhood has already taken charge of you in many ways. That's why you're so obsessed with looking like one and being treated like one. I wouldn't be at all surprised to learn that you've thought about choking on a cock, about having your ponytail grabbed and pulled as you're forced to take it all. Mascara tears dripping down your painted up face. I know how you think. I know how it's wicked and perverted and nasty, but you can't help it. How could you possibly, when the mere thought of running stockings up your legs, fastening your garter belt, slipping your feet into a nice new pair of red high heels, gets you rock hard and dripping wet? And I bet you'd feel a sick little thrill if I told you all about how I want to come up behind you, cup your pecs in my hands, and knead them like tits. I'd play with your hard, flushed little nipples. I'll bet they'd swell and lengthen under my touch, just like a girl's. Real men don't get turned on by having their nipples stimulated. They don't get turned on at the thought of round, heavy globes of delicious, feminine flesh in place of their flat chest muscles. They don't get hard at the thought of a guy or a girl forcing their head against the pillow and fucking them raw. you'd shout like a bitch, wouldn't you? I can hear it now. Your cries filling up the bedroom. As loud and sweet as any girl's. As I pound that perfect, snug little asshole of yours. I bet you'd let me do it, wouldn't you? You're such a fucking whore. You'd probably give up that boy pussy to the first goddess with a strap on and a tube of lube. You sissy types can never control yourselves. You think you want to be a woman, but what you really want to be is a huge fucking slut. Normal men can never be considered sluts. They can sling their cocks all over town and fuck as many girls and boys as they like. That's not the kind of sluttiness you want. No, no. You want the kind of sluttiness that most associate with loose, whorish women. You want the satisfaction of leaving someone's bed open, gaping, dripping and sore after all the abuse that your boy pussy has taken. You want to look in the mirror and see your hair undone, your makeup smeared, and your face covered in a stranger's cum. Oh, your nighties are ripped, and there are a couple of runs in your stockings, pretty boy. But that's okay. It was all worth it to you to be someone's bitch.
Your makeup smeared, and your face covered in a stranger's cum.
To be someone's dirty, faggot whore.
Dirty, faggot whore. Dirty, faggot whore. Dirty.
To be the worthless fucking slave that I know you were born to be. The seeds have already been planted inside of you. You're itching to reach your full, whorish potential. In your sick, perverted little heart, I'm sure you've already planned the perfect night. You have a nice long soak in the tub. Hot, steamy water, bath salts, rose petals, soft romantic music. You would scrub, exfoliate, primp and preen until everything was just perfect. You'd climb out of the tub. Sexy, sultry, and silky smooth after shaving every inch of your body. Nothing but smooth, soft, ladylike skin. You'd spray on a bit of your favorite perfume. Pull out your best lingerie. And climb right in. Soft, silky, feminine beauty all over you. If you don't leave the mirror, you'll never get on with the rest of the night, because the mere sight of yourself, that gorgeous push-up bra, matching panties, garter and pantyhose, have you swooning. There's already a damp spot forming at the front of your silky panties as your miserable little shrimp cock begins to leak. You've never felt more beautiful, and you've never felt more turned on. You can't help but caress yourself, reveling in the smoothness. Just before you step into your favorite dress, a long, floor-length beauty that accentuates your curves. So soft, beautiful, and pristine. Next is your makeup, and there's not a second you don't enjoy. Your twisted little mind leaps with excitement with every swipe of the makeup brush against your skin. You smooth over all that stubble, all that splotchiness, to create a beautifully feminine face. You contour and sculpt everything just right. And by the time you've swiped on your rouge and lipstick, you can't help but be pleased at the person looking back at you. Fine sculpted face. Plump painted lips. Long fluttering lashes. And to cap it all off, a wig with long flowing hair. You couldn't be more ready for the night ahead. Except you can. You know that you're not ready for a night with me until you've bent yourself over and grabbed a nice scoop of lubricant to shove up that hungry, faggot asshole of yours. That's right. Get it up there really good. And try not to come all over yourself like the pathetic loser I know you are. Just hold your horses. You don't get to come until I say. If I say. Once that ass is all nice and wet for me, you know what to do next. Grab the biggest plug you own and shove it into the hilt. Let it sit there and stretch you. You need to be nice and open when it's time for me to fuck you. Now, just sit a spell and think about your actions up to this point. Look at yourself, dressed like a drag queen, sitting there with a plug up your ass, hoping that someone will look at you and think that you're worth fucking. Even if it's only to use you and toss you away afterwards. Think about every perverted, dirty fantasy that got you here. You're not like other men. You were never a real man. You've known that from the moment you first figured out that you were sexually inadequate. That tiny cocktail weenie you got was never going to work for anyone. Your genetics decided that this was your lot in life. In this world, it's fuck or be fucked. And the writing's been on the wall for you this entire time. but I do congratulate you for finally seeing it, for finally giving in to that nasty, secret side of yourself that you don't want others to see. It's miserable, sissy little cocksluts like yourself that make my job so much easier. Most men need to be brought down a peg. But so many of them are out of touch with their weaknesses that they can even be hard for others to spot. Not you, though. You know what you are. You're built to entertain and delight people with your weird sissy ways. Especially when you get all dolled up like that. It's not every day that someone sees a freak like you. But you know, you've got no choice but to let that freak flag fly. Otherwise, how will you ever get what you need? How will you ever get put on your knees and your throat filled with cock? How will your asshole ever get the stretching and loosening that it so richly deserves? How will you ever feel the satisfaction of being a nasty, whorish, ravenous woman? How would you ever get your cock teased and denied, and your body covered with cum? Yes, you're a disgusting, miserable faggot boy that no one will ever love. But if the thought of that makes you hard, then why not run with it? As this recording draws to a close, I want you to be a good sissy and do exactly what I say. I want you to remove your pants and underwear. Get those legs up in the air. Grab your cock. And start stroking. Don't stop until you've come so hard that you almost embarrass yourself. Bonus if you lube up that boy pussy and fill it with something nice and fat. If it helps, you can grab one of my photos and imagine it's me hovering over you, pounding your ass into the night. Yeah, just like that. As always, continue to be a good boy and serve your goddess with more purchases and tributes.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Ah. Ah.
But what you really want to be is a huge fucking slut. But what you really want to be is a huge fucking slut. But what you really want to be is a huge fucking slut. But what you really want to be is a huge fucking slut.
Dripping.